This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Joining us in Grants Pass this morning, U.S. Senator Ron Wyden. Senator, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle.
Well, I know it's a busy time, a lot going on. We'll talk about Grants Pass in a moment, but first of all, wildfires the last couple of days with the lightning that came through Tuesday. We've got a number on Douglas Forest Protective Land. Now the Umpqua National Forest with 10 fires, all small right now, except for one that's up to about 200 acres, so getting bigger. But it's that time of year again.
It sure is. And, well, I'll tell you, the briefing that that I've had in the last couple of days, particularly in southern Oregon, really just shakes you to the bones. I've been in a lot of these over the years, and what I heard from the authorities on the ground, these wonderful people we've got, that this is basically the equivalent of war. And it is a war to get rid of this dead and dying material that's on the forest floor, which is basically a magnet for fire. And these fires are not your grandfather's fires. They're bigger and they're hotter. A bunch of them, they told me, are human-caused. We've got some from lightning strikes, and I'm working on that, and I'm working on getting firefighter pay up again, because as I go around rural Oregon having town meetings every county every year, I see these help wanted signs. A lot of those help wanted signs are paying more than we're paying firefighters.
And do you see any changes coming to federal forest policy to get some of these forests cleaned up?
I do. We're going to keep pushing for additional funds now to expedite cleaning out that dead and dying material. And then I think a big part of the future, my bipartisan bill to deal with prescribed burns. And what you do is you go in the colder weather months, you work with the community, you work with the scientists, do a carefully controlled burn and clean out, again, some of that dead and dying material so you don't have as big a problem in the summer when you have somebody drop a match and you practically have an inferno on your hands.
We're going to hit several things in our brief time together. Next, I wanted to talk about the Roseburg VA. Of course, the legislature approving state funds towards the Oregon Veterans Home on the VA campus. A lot of people are hoping to see federal action here fairly soon to get some federal money into the mix so this can actually get started.
You bet. We're going to continue to pull out all the stops to help our vets and the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs in the process. The legislature made a good start, and I have appreciated that, and the state working through their grant application with the VA. You know, this is an update, and I'll tell you also, we're working to deal with this Inspector General report. The VA Office of Inspector General documented here recently some serious problems at the VA with understaffing and problems with the electronic record system and inadequate efforts to prevent suicide. And I'm working with the VA, pushing them very hard to tackle these problems and to speed it up. This is really urgent business.
And back to the veterans home piece of this, this whole idea, really, it's been about 15 plus years since initially there was talk about doing that. State moved the next one up the road in the north part of the state. And with the large population of veterans in Douglas County, one of the highest percentages around, people are, and the aging of veterans right now, people are really pointing to the future, saying there's a significant need for this home. And doing that would help re-energize what you mentioned about some of the staffing issues for the VA here. What's your thoughts?
Well, you just made the arguments, Kyle, that I'm making to the VA. We have a rapidly aging veterans population. Douglas County, because, you know, it's been so hospitable to vets, and these vets have served our country. And in Douglas County, it's high time that they were provided with the service that they earned. And that's the argument I'm making to the federal government. I'm going to keep making it till we get that done, and appreciate the legislature getting off to a good start. And I'm going to just pull out all the stops, as I say, to get this for vets in Douglas County, because they earned it.
Do you think we can get this done before, you know, tied in with the federal budget adoption in October?
We're going to look at that. We're going to look at every single option, Kyle, every single bill, every possible moving vehicle. This is priority business for me. I've stayed on the Senate Budget Committee because I chair, you know, the Finance Committee and serve on Intelligence and Resources. I've stayed on the Budget Committee to a great extent to advocate for veterans.
Well, you were in Grants Pass, of course, making a lot of news recently with the U.S. Supreme Court case, rural areas and urban areas both dealing with a lot of homeless situations. What are your thoughts about what can be done in terms of housing or other options? We've got obviously a shortage of housing nationwide. That just makes the problem worse, it seems like.
Well, first of all, you know, I'm all in on this fight on housing. Democrats don't usually call themselves supply-siders when it comes to economics. I am a supply-sider when it comes to housing. We need to increase supply, and I'll be talking about a host of steps this morning in Grants Pass that I'm pursuing as chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, but one that I hope we'll get is next week a vote on my bipartisan tax legislation written with Chairman Jason Smith over in the House. Got 357 votes over there. We'd be able to build 200,000 units of low-income housing, which we just desperately need. It's called LIHTC, low-income housing tax credits. Residents like it. The developers like the fact that there's not a lot of unnecessary red tape and bureaucracy. And I'll be outlining those steps in Grants Pass today. Everybody knows about the court case, and I'm going to be talking about looking forward. What are we going to do in the future in order to get more housing? And I so appreciate the fact that on these issues, veterans and housing issues, you know, these are key. And I'll call the veterans effort in Roseburg, I call it the Operation Get It Done. And frankly, that applies to housing as well.
Now, one of the other aspects for rural Oregon and really other rural parts of the nation has been tied to hospital care. Talk about the whole aspect of rural maternity and some legislation there.
Well, we saw it over in Baker City here recently. The hospital there, St. Al's, has been there for over 100 years, and basically on a few weeks' notice, they just pulled up and out. And this is happening all over rural Oregon, happening all over rural America. We're looking at maternity deserts, and I introduced legislation with 15 senators here recently to take some concrete action to deal with it. And, you know, the demographics have changed in a lot of rural America. They're not having as many rural babies in those areas. And what I've said to the providers, you know, I'm prepared to provide additional reimbursement for good quality care in rural areas if you'll make a commitment to stay. Because what happened with St. Al's is, you know, basically they took the money and ran, and they're part of a big system. And I want to know there's a commitment to stay in our rural communities. That's what our legislation calls for, and I think we're going to have strong support for it. We got 15 senators already.
Now, you are calling on the Senate to pass a bipartisan tax bill. What's your thoughts on why that legislation should go through?
Well, I just mentioned the housing piece, but what we did, the Republican chair in the House of Representatives and I said, look, let's split this right down the middle. And so we did half of it for families, the child tax credit, the low-income housing program assistance for families, and the other half for small businesses, particularly the research and development tax credit, which is so important to small businesses. Small businesses in Southern Oregon are using that research and development tax credit so they can compete with China, and they just haven't had the resources to be able to do it. They're actually going out to borrow in order to pay their employees.
And I know you've got your meeting coming up in Grants Pass here in a bit. What else is on your schedule over the next couple of days?
Well, we're going to be making our way northward. You know, I've had town meetings, you know, across the state. And, you know, what we do is we say, you know, we're going to throw open the doors of government. I've had almost 1,100 of them now. Nobody's done anything like this in our state to make this kind of commitment and to keep it. Senator Merkley's doing town meetings, too. And I just think what we want to do in our state is always make sure that Oregonians have a chance to drive these big debates. And that's what our town halls do.
All right. I know you've got the meeting coming up, so we'll end it for now. But U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. We'll do it again. Talk to you.
All right. 8:41 at the Morning Report.